To the dismay of actors and performers, theaters in Kansas were deemed non-essential during the shutdown and closed in March. Since Governor Laura Kelly's stay-at-home order lifted, they've been allowed to, once again, raise their curtains. But as KMEW's Stephen Basaha reports, theaters are struggling with how to kickstart their industry and make money while doing it.
Even during a lockdown with empty seats, theaters take the show must go on philosophy seriously. The Crown Uptown Theater streamed free weekly concerts from local artists during the first few months of the lockdown.
It was basically just to entertain people, because that's what we do, but we didn't receive any money off of it.
Crown Uptown owner Jay Basham says making money meant reopening, which the Crown did in early June. To keep the audience safe, the Crown cut its capacity in half. But even with fewer seats, Basham says he's struggling to fill them.
People are not buying tickets.
Basham says he only sold about 60 seats a night for the hoedown at the Crown show, and he said he's heard of similar problems at another theater. Basically, Wichitans still seem reluctant to go to a show.
Even though they'll go and sit in a restaurant for an hour, you know, maybe not jam-packed, but the restaurants are busy. I just don't get it.
Even with little to no ticket sales, Basham expects the Crown to survive at least a year, similar to other theaters in the region like the Stiefel Theater in Salina. Executive Director Jane Gates says while her theater's finances are in good shape, reopening is also about helping the economic recovery of other businesses because theaters attract customers.
They go out for dinner ahead of time, or they get a hotel room, or they come and they go shopping. Those venues are doing so much for the communities that they're in.
There are no statewide rules for when or how to reopen theaters safely. Gates says she's considering some small shows in late summer, filling a little more than a tenth of the Stiefel's 1,200 seats, though that's not enough to cover the cost of turning on the lights.
No, but it's enough to fulfill our mission, which is to bring, you know, great concerts and performing arts to the theater. It's also a cool way to get some local and regional artists working again.
Hutchinson's historic Fox Theater won't reopen until the end of the month, but Executive Director Chuck Miller says many of those artists are ready to get back on stage.
Everybody wants to go back to work, whether or not that's the right thing to do.
Miller says some artists have pulled out of shows, but there's still plenty of local, regional, and national acts wanting to fill any spot on his calendar.
I had a booking change for a November date, and I filled it in a day.
But Diana Gordon, president of the Orpheum Theater, says the top drawing acts are staying home.
The big name national artists, where the cost of the ticket is $70, $80, $90 a ticket, those artists are not out.
Gordon says those headliners will not be back on tour until after a vaccine.
That was KMEW's Stephen Basaha.